92 and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Let's go.
Let Phoenix FM be your soundtrack to the day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Government says there are no funds to hire resident doctors. Fuel consumers to save 350 million kwacha in June due to reductions on petrol and diesel alone. And in global news, two dead and hundreds arrested in France after PSG Champions League win.
Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Health Minister Elijah Muchima says that the government currently has no funds to employ resident doctors who are volunteering in public hospitals and that those intending to withdraw their services are free to do so. The minister's remarks follows a statement issued by Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, on Friday, announcing that volunteer doctors would withdraw their services effective Monday, 2nd June, 2025. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Muchima says while volunteer work is appreciated, it does not automatically guarantee employment in the civil service. Dr. Muchima has emphasized that while professional bodies play a critical role in upholding standards in the health sector, they should not promote actions that disrupt essential services in health care. While questioning the motives behind the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia's recent statement, the health minister has, however, reaffirmed the government's commitment to eventually absorbing more health workers, pointing to the recruitment of 20,160 health care professionals in recent years, the largest hiring exercise in the health sector since independence.
The recruitment was not only about an incident doctor, but our colleagues are there, they are only looking at doctors only. And if you count in this recruitment, they are there. Doctors are there. They are there. Except that the numbers are too many and our fiscal space is limited. But if we are employing 2,000, just allow us some space. We shall consider that. Anyway, they have the right to express themselves. But of course, at times, we have to use French channels.
Any fuel consumers will save 350 million kwacha due to reductions on petrol and diesel alone in the month of June. Dr. Chikwanda says this is in addition to the 700 million kwacha which fuel consumers have saved due to reductions for May and March. He has highlighted that over the quarter of April, May and June, consumers will have saved at least 1 billion kwacha due to the sustained fuel pump price reductions. He says the cumulative savings is a significant relief on the part of consumers and business houses which have been using diesel for power backup, including in markets, due to the ongoing energy crisis. He has since encouraged government to continue supporting the ongoing energy sector reforms so that they continue to yield expected results.
Spoke over this quarter, starting from the month of April, the month of May, and June now, when you cumulatively put together the discounts, it is clear that the motorists will save not less than 1 billion kwacha. This is a significant amount of saving, which is going to give relief to the consumers of fuel. And even business houses, which have been depending on diesel gensets, power their operations because of the ongoing energy crisis.
Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Melopi, has disclosed that Zambia currently faces a housing deficit of approximately 1.5 million units, a figure that is projected to double to 3 million by 2031 due to the rapid rate of urbanization. Speaking after the closing session of the resumed second UN Habitat Assembly held in Nairobi, Kenya, from 27 to 30 May 2025, Mr. Melopi stressed the urgent need for collaborative efforts and international support to address Zambia's growing housing needs. Engineer Melopi says Zambia does not have adequate resources to meet the current demand alone and is looking to apply international strategies and work closely with global partners to bridge the housing gap. Engineer Melopi has emphasized the importance of improving urban areas, particularly those close to central business districts, transforming them from squatter settlements to high-value areas without disadvantaging current residents. The minister has since reiterated the government's dedication to addressing the nation's housing challenges and advancing sustainable urban development. Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has urged the government to establish state-run farms and milling plants in all 10 provinces, describing the move as a strategic solution to Zambia's mounting economic and social challenges. In a statement, ZACA Executive Secretary Jua Sakala says the country is facing a cost of living crisis worsened by surging food prices, rising unemployment and continued urban migration, hence the need for immediate action to decentralize agricultural processing and create economic opportunities in rural areas. He says by producing maize and other staples locally and processing them through state-run milling plants, the government can eliminate middlemen, reduce transport costs, and stabilize prices of essential commodities such as millimeal and cooking oil. The ZACA executive secretary believes that state farms would generate thousands of direct and indirect jobs, particularly for youth and women in rural areas, through agriculture, processing, logistics, and marketing. Mr. Sakala argues that viable rural economic opportunities will discourage people from migrating to overcrowded cities in search of jobs, easing pressure on urban housing, transport, and health care. He further believes that localized production and processing would boost household incomes and reduce dependence on Lusaka and the Copperbelt as the primary centers of employment. The Human Rights Commission has called on the public to continue exercising their right to freedom of expression without fear following the recent enactment of the Cyber Security Act No. 3 of 2025 and the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Human Rights Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Mulea has expressed concern over growing public apprehension that the new laws may be intended to stifle freedom of speech, which is indispensable to the promotion of constitutionalism, the rule of law, and the protection of other human rights. Mr. Mulea says while there is a need for laws to address growing threats in cyberspace, enforcement must be consistent with international human rights standards such as the UN Convention Against Cybercrime adopted by the UN General Assembly to combat cybercrime without compromising fundamental freedoms. He has clarified that the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act are intended to make cyberspace safer and more inclusive by combating offences such as terrorism, trafficking in persons, and money laundering, but has warned that these laws must not be misused to violate individual rights. The Human Rights Commission spokesperson has also reminded state actors of their responsibility as primary duty bearers to protect citizens' rights, adding that sufficient legal safeguards are in place to hold violators accountable and provide remedies to victims.
Our preliminary findings are that there seems to be public apprehension and fear that the enactment of the two cyber laws is aimed at suppressing the